This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a podcast from Joy's jazz show, Bent Notes. Tune in live each Sunday night at joy.org.au.
My special guest on Bent Notes is an award-winning trumpeter and singer. He started playing trumpet at the age of 8, attended the VCA Secondary College from age 12, and exudes enjoyment and fun when he creates music. At some stage there, he was thinking of taking after Michael Jordan, the basketballer. Eamon McNellis was the 2010 winner of the National Jazz Award, and you may recognise him from his work with Flap, The Big Idiot Club, Jazz Party, The Meltdown, and many, many more. I must ask him whether he can run off the complete list of bands he's worked with over the years. It is my pleasure to bid a very warm Bent Notes welcome to Eamon McNellis. Welcome, Eamon.
Hi, David. How are you?
Very well.
Where did you
indeed.
Get that bio from?
Oh, look, I searched the web and find all sorts of strange things. I hope it's right.
Oh, that's not true about Michael Jordan. I never wanted to be Michael Jordan. It was because I was so bad at basketball that I ended up in the music department.
All right. I can feel for that because our music department at Clayton Tech was just adjacent to the gym, and funnily enough, I could never find my way through the gym door. It was always music. It was an early start, though, for your musical skills. Was your family musical?
Not particularly. My granddad played a bit of the harmonica, and dad played a bit of trumpet and piano, but I've never actually heard him do it. He stopped doing it before I was born. But there was music around, you know. Like, I guess when I was little, there was we went to church, and I was in the church choir, warbling away. I think that probably helped.
It would have done. It would have developed those singing skills. Who was the first musician to make a significant impact on you with their music?
There was one year I was getting lessons off John Santos, who some people might know. He still runs bands around Melbourne. In the space of a few weeks, I saw Scott Tinkler play with his quartet with Paul Grabowski and probably Scott Lambie and Philip Rex at the old Fitzgibbons place, which is called on the corner of Johnson Street and Alexander Parade. I can't remember what it's called. And I also saw Wynton Marsalis play at the concert hall. That was in the space of a few months. I think it was around then that I sort of started deciding that music was what I wanted to do, yeah.
And was it specifically the trumpet that grabbed your attention in that regard?
When I first started playing music, I wanted to play the violin, but there was no violins. This school was not fancy enough for violins. We had instruments that were easily repairable.
Such as brass trumpets that you could...
Yeah, you can just bang them back into shape.
Exactly, nice and simple. What was it about the music that caught your attention? Was it the showmanship or the actual music itself?
I think I've come to realize later down the track. I don't think it was obvious to me then, but I think what it was the sort of detail in music and the way people were able to sort of express different structures in the music by how they articulated and phrased things. Yeah. So the music, I guess.
That's good because if you're going down the path of musicality, then you'd want the music to be the thing that you remember.
Yeah, well, I'm certainly still no good at the showbiz parts.
Now, you attended the VCA Secondary College, and that suggests that you were aware very early on that music was going to be a significant part of your life, not just a hobby. When did you realise that it was going to be such a significant part of your life?
It must have been not long before I went to the VCA. We had this great principal in primary school, Francis Lorino, who encouraged me to audition to the VCA High School, and I guess just thinking about that as a possibility was when I made my decision.
What part of your career to date have you got the most out of? Has it been the composing, the playing, competing in the National Jazz Awards? What's given you the most warm and fuzzy feeling?
Well, as to the National Jazz Awards, I did win it once, but I also lost it twice. So I like to think that I'm a winner and a loser of that particular award.
You were runner-up. You didn't lose.
Well, I wasn't. Yeah. Well, I wasn't first or second runner-up. Anyway, what have I got the most out of? What got me through lockdown was playing the trumpet. Yeah, I couldn't really listen to music for a little while there, but playing long notes and just investigating the trumpet has really saved my life quite a few times.
In doing that, have you found new things about the trumpet or your playing ability?
Oh, I mean, you find new things every day. I realized I was having a play with a friend of mine, Alex Halroyd, this morning. I had a play of his trumpet. He's got like properly operating valves, and I hadn't realized how bad my valves are.
Oh, really?
And I realized that, like, I haven't sort of needed to play fast for quite a few years, and I hadn't noticed how bad they'd gotten. It was only by comparison that I noticed. I mean, yeah, you find new things every day. Like, I found a new little detail about how to play the instrument that completely turned half of the stuff I know on its head just last week. So,
is that a problem?
Yeah, it's incredibly frustrating realizing that you've been heading in the wrong direction for a few years.
Oh, no.
But it's the trumpet, you know, that's just a part of it.
And that's part of the learning, isn't it? All,
yeah,
lifelong
sure.
learning, really. Yeah. When composing, what do you use, where do you go to inspire either the lyrics or the melody?
Honestly, I'm pretty bad at it. It's an incredibly painful process for me, and I spend, you know, long amounts of time avoiding doing it often. But yeah, but I, you know, I keep notes. I keep notes. Sometimes things pop up, and you think that could be a song, and you write it down. And then later on down the line, when I finally like got myself in front of a computer and doing some work on it, I look through the list and see what pops out.
So a little black book of notes, basically.
Yeah, yeah. Most of it's rubbish, of course, but sometimes there's some good stuff in there.
I suppose that's the thing, isn't it? You collect all this rubbish, in quotation marks, and there's a bit of gold in there somewhere.
Yeah, yeah, bric-a-brac, you know?
I love it, bric-a-brac. I'm going to use that. My guest on Bent Notes is trumpeter Eamon McNellis. You're listening to Bent Notes on Joy 94.9.
You are listening to a podcast from Bent Notes. Find more podcasts and show blogs at joy.org.au. Don't you want to dance? Don't tell me you don't know how, because
anyone can dance. My special guest on Bent Notes is trumpeter Eamon McNellis. Eamon, we just heard a piece called Don't You Want to Dance. Is that one of yours?
It's one of my tunes, yeah. It's about how bad I am at dancing and how awkward it makes me feel when people ask me to do it.
I think there might be a few people like that. There might be two in this room, I think.
It's good to know that I'm not alone.
Now, this is Rex here, Eamon.
Rex
just keeps an eye. He just keeps an eye on the messages that come in. He's just telling me that we've had a message that's arrived from 902, and 902 says, Eamon is such a great player, and I love his original songs too.
That's very nice. Thank you, 902.
It appears to me, Eamon, that you're constantly on the move, playing with a range of people or groups. Do you ever forget who it is that you're playing with on the night?
Never. I've never forgotten what band I'm playing with on any given night. That would be really absent-minded. Look, that's it's not impossible that will happen someday. I am very absent-minded. But yeah, you were asking before whether I could remember all the bands I play with, and I don't think I could at all.
There's so many of them.
Yeah. I've got a very like very thorough filing system at home. For each band has a folder.
Oh, excellent. That's a good place to start. Do you enjoy playing with bands that you put together more than playing with other people's bands?
I find putting my own projects together for the most part very, very, very anxiety-inducing, which is not a feature when I'm playing with other people's groups. But there is something wonderful about playing your own music. I sort of think that there's, I mean, I like. Well, anyway, for me, I feel like, even though there's obviously lots of music from all around the world that I love very much, I feel that there's nothing that's exactly what I want, and so making my music is an attempt to sort of make something that's more exactly what I want to listen to.
When you get invited to play with groups, do you look more for the groups that play repertoire associated with what you enjoy the most? Or are you happy to go with pretty much anything?
Some friends of mine up in Sydney have a system they use, which is music, mates and money. And each project has to tick at least two of those boxes. So you can play terrible music as long as it's well paid and you're doing it with mates. And you can play good music with mates even if it's not well paid. It's got to tick at least two of the boxes. I think that's a pretty good system.
Does it change the the approach for you as a band and a band member when you go out to play with your mates?
The people I play with are usually friends. I mean, the musicians are usually pretty wonderful people. It's not often that you have to play with people that you can't stand. It changes the approach. Yeah, it's a much nicer environment to play with people you love.
What do you see as the role of festivals, such as the Wangaratta Festival of Jazz and Blues?
Look, I reckon this year's Wangaratta is going to be wonderful. Wangaratta every year is sort of this coming together of all the different sort of jazz scenes from around Australia. And there's not really many festivals that are like that are national jazz festivals. But this is different because we haven't done it for 2 years, 3 years, 2 years, something like that.
3 years in actual fact.
Incredible. So there's 3 years of people's projects and people's development, and there'll be people who I haven't heard of who I'm sure will become a part of my life. And there'll be people, you know, who are old friends who've got new music to offer. And I just think it's going to be, I think that's going to be fantastic.
An opportunity to get out in the middle of the cafe quadrangle and just sit down with a stranger and have a chat.
Yeah.
As we did back in, what was that, 2014 or 15, I think it was.
Years and years ago.
I saw a gentleman sitting at the table and I said, anyone sitting here? And they said no. And I sat down, we started chatting. Turns out it was yourself.
Oh, it was nice to meet you.
It was very nice to meet you. I suppose I assumed you were a musician when I sat down, but I didn't have a recognition in my mind because I don't think I'd met you at all.
Right, okay.
And it was lovely to have that chat. Maybe we'll do it again this year.
I'm sure we will.
Here's the biggest question of the day. Who are the Skellingtons?
The Skellingtons is a name that I use for groups that I throw together. And the lineup changes pretty radically, but we've got a particularly fantastic lineup for Wangaratta. Monique DiMartino is playing piano. Monique actually, I think Monique hired me for my first ever Wangaratta gig. I could be wrong about that, which was a long time ago, maybe 20 years ago. So it's great to be still playing with Mon. Mark Elton playing the bass, and I played with Mark with Flap for a year and toured the world together. We're very old mates. Justin Firmino, formerly of Sydney, now a Melbourne stalwart on the tenor saxophone.
He's the Cope Street Band, isn't he?
I just saw him play with the Cope Street Band this afternoon at Rooks. They were really swinging.
Has the Cope Street Band moved from Sydney to Melbourne?
No, they're just having a bit of a tour at the moment.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, it's great. And Abby Constable, who's a young drummer from Sydney, who I've only sort of met once very briefly and heard her play. She's just a great drummer, plays the old-fashioned music really fantastically well. So yeah, it's going to be a really great band and really good to play with all those people.
You just mentioned playing the old-fashioned music. I was about to ask you, what is the music of the Skellingtons?
We just play old-fashioned stuff. Hoagie Carmichael, Billie Holiday, Louis Armstrong, names like that. Yeah, and with our own take on them, of course. But, you know, we play them pretty traditionally and pretty swingingly and pretty fun.
With yourself on vocals?
Yeah, I'll sing a few songs, but Justin and Monique both sing as well, so we'll share it around. And I would hope that we might even have some sit-ins. We'll see how it goes.
Oh, that sounds like fun. Now, you're performing at the Wangaratta RSL on the Saturday, October 29, as part of the festival. You've got a two-hour sequence there.
Yeah, I don't think we're playing for 2 hours straight. I think we probably will have a little smoko in the middle.
Yeah, I reckon that sounds good.
Yeah. But yeah, it's going to be good to have a stretch out, yeah.
So will it be a show where we can just sit back, relax and enjoy, or will it be a show where we're going to want to get up and dance?
I reckon we could probably get some bums off seats, but I think it's probably going to be fairly relaxed. I think it's going to be a nice Saturday afternoon jazz event.
Sounds like a good way to go. Eamon will be performing with the Skellingtons on Saturday, October 29 as part of the Wangaratta Festival of Jazz and Blues. As I said, 1:30 to 3:30, a two-hour stint in the Wangaratta RSL. For more details, check out wangarattajazz.com. Eamon, I have really enjoyed again chatting with you, except it's nice to actually know who I'm chatting with this time. So thank you so much for joining us here in the studio tonight.
Thanks so much for having me, David.
My guest on Bent Notes has been trumpeter Eamon McNellis. You're listening to Bent Notes on Joy 94.9. But I must ask you, Eamon, the next piece is called Gone from the Skellingtons. What's Gone?
This is just a song about getting out. If you feel like things aren't right, get out.
Well, let's get out right now with Gone from the Skellingtons on Joy 94.9.
You've been listening to a podcast from Bent Notes. Join us live each Sunday night on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.